Good evening, everybody. Hi, I'm Daniel Good, and we're going on to the second half of the concert. I just wanted to say a few words about the Flexible Orchestra, that it was my idea. And that actually occurred to me in 1999 when we were living in Vienna for a short time. Very appropriate place to think about the orchestra. And I thought, you know, I really have, this is not an anti, it's a pro-orchestra idea. I really felt, you know, hamstrung by the inflexibility of the standard orchestra. Not that I don't love it, I grew up on it. I'm completely wedded to the idea of the orchestra as one of the most beautiful sounds, you know, ever invented. But if I'd asked myself to write an orchestra piece, which is usually how it happens, I don't think I would have conceived of, I wouldn't have had any good ideas for the standard orchestra. It really, somehow, it soured on me as a composer. And the reason is that you can't really change anything very much. You can nibble around the edges. You can add a guitar or electronics or a few extra clarinets or tubas, but you really can't change the basic format. And that seemed to me such a shame, because if you have 100 people, why do they always have to be the same kinds of instruments? And, you know, so might think of this as a thought experiment into the next version of the orchestra. But of course, we don't have 100 people. It's about 15, 17 people to do it. But the basic idea is still of an orchestra, which is that you have a large sound made by one kind of instrument, and that you have other instruments, and that's very important. You have other instruments. It's funny now, I'm saying this because we're going into something that's only flutes, but that's the time to actually mention that the Flexible Orchestra changes its mass sound every couple of years. And again, it's nothing wrong with strings. We started with 12 cellos and 3 wind instruments for 2 years. It was really gorgeous. And then we had 10 trombones and clarinets, a couple clarinets, double basses, and a piano, and an amplified viola, and some very interesting exotic things. And basically, we kept that for 2 years, because it takes a while to get used to it and get other people interested. But I want other people. And it's hard to explain to a lot of composers that, you know, it's a mixture of things that makes the Flexible Orchestra, but it all has to sound, basically, there has to be one group of one kind of sound in mass, and then contrasting in smaller groups, which is how the original orchestra starts. So it's a very conservative idea, actually, if you want to look at it that way. It's a reforming of the orchestra, not a non-orchestra. Anyway, in doing this, we discovered something I discovered, but also other people who have been involved since the very beginning, that once you have this group, it turns out there are some very interesting pieces that were written for a bunch of cellos by themselves, not just by Villa-Lobos, but a lot of contemporary people. Once you have a group of trombones, you know, as part of the orchestra, there's also a literature of multi-trombone pieces, and we found one by Fred Shevsky from the 1960s that was spectacular, trombones by along. And now that we've moved to flutes, and you've heard the Flexible Orchestra with other instruments, we're going on to the very, very interesting piece that's actually quite historically documented by Henry Brand, Angels and Devils for 11 flutes, quite possibly the very first flute orchestra piece, according to what I've read. And it's still, you know, 1931, it's still as engaging and wonderful now as probably it was originally when he composed it at 18. So just to say that we're going to have another year of flutes, because it takes a year to sort of get used to what you got, and then who knows, it might be 10 accordions. What would go with 10 accordions? See, this is how I spend my time, as a thought experiment. You say 10 accordions, what else would you have? It has to be something else, so you can think about that for the next couple of years and write them, okay? Anyway, I'd like to again introduce Carl Kraber as the soloist and Tara Simoncic as the conductor. Please enjoy Angels and Devils.